Todd Hornick is a Monterey County prosecutor, and he is running for Monterey County judge. His website, Todd Hornick for Judge, and that's Todd with two D's and Hornick, H-O-R-N-I-K, for judge.com. Important election. I don't think we always think about some of the lower races on the ticket when you vote. But judges, very important, obviously, for our community. Todd Hornick has been serving Monterey County for many years, since 1994. He's been a Monterey County prosecutor. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Hal. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio. And I guess the first question that's got to come up, after 13 years as a prosecutor, why did you decide you'd like to become a Monterey County judge?
Well, Hal, it's something I've been interested in for years, and the opportunity provided itself when Judge Silman decided not to run again for election. It's obviously a very difficult election to run against a sitting judge, but now the seat is open, and there's a number of candidates who have filed for that seat, and the opportunity presented itself, and I thought I'd take it.
Well, this is Todd Hornick in studio with me here on KRXA 540. If you have any questions for the candidate for Monterey County Judge, give us a call in the next 10 minutes, 899-5792, 899-KRXA. Todd, why do you believe you would be the right person to take this position on the bench?
Well, Hal, the position that's being vacated by Judge Silman is a criminal position. It always has been, always will be. And I am the candidate in the field who has the most Monterey County courtroom experience in this area. The bottom line is that the 18 members of the Monterey County bench are split one-third in the civil division, two-thirds in the criminal division, and yet right now we have approximately a 50-50 split between judges who come from a civil and criminal background. We need experienced criminal attorneys to run an effective, efficient criminal calendar, and that's what this seat's going to be.
Todd Hornick, again, the website, toddhornickforjudge.com, two D's in Todd, K in Hornick. Todd, you say you have experience. Obviously, you do have plenty of experience in the criminal court. 17. You've been a lawyer for 17 years protecting victims' rights. That's what it says right on your website. For 13 years, you have been a prosecutor in Monterey County. Plenty of experience in criminal court, but only as a prosecutor, as I understand it. What gives you the experience to be the balance, you know, the guy holding the scales, when you've always been on one side of the scales?
Well, Hal, one of the interesting things that people maybe don't think about all the time is, as a prosecutor, as a representative of the people, I'm charged with the efficient and seeking of justice in a courtroom. Unlike a private or defense advocate whose interests are ethically bound to the particular client that they represent. As a representative of the people and the community, I've spent 17 years as a prosecutor representing the entire community. And that representation goes to a justice concept. If there's something wrong with a case, if there's an evidentiary glitch or things don't look like they did initially when a case was filed, I'm ethically obligated to dismiss or reduce or walk away from a case. And I've done that whenever the situation has arisen. People might think that as a prosecutor, we are out to win a case and win defined as a conviction. But in fact, a conscientious prosecutor is always concerned with the just and fair outcome of any case that comes before them. I want to take that experience to the bench.
How do you get along with the defense bar?
Pretty well. Over the past 5 or 6 years, I was assigned to the narcotics division, and that was the heaviest division in the Monterey County felony division. It accounted for about a third of the felony filings in the county. And throughout that time, I dealt with any number of members of the public defender's office, private defense attorneys, and I think I've got a pretty good relationship with them, a pretty good working relationship.
Todd Hornick for Judge. He's joining us in studio for the next 6 minutes or so. Give us a call, 899-5792, 899-KRXA, if you have any questions or concerns for Todd. Todd, the election will be throughout Monterey County, so anyone who lives in this county will be able to vote for you. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is a countywide election, and it's a difficult sort of situation because there's not a lot going on right now. There is the 4th supervisorial race, the 27th assembly district, but down the 101 corridor, there's not much that's going to appear on the ballot. So we're trying to make people aware of the race, make people aware of the importance of the race and get a good turnout in June.
Well, you mentioned that you have a good relationship with the members of the defense bar. That would be the criminal defense lawyers that you generally go up against in court. You clearly have a good relationship with the police associations. You have to work with them on a daily basis. They're the ones who bring the cases into court, make the arrest, and then file the paperwork, which is ultimately brought to you for a decision on whether to prosecute. You have a very impressive list of the police associations that have endorsed you. I urge listeners to go to the ToddHornickForJudge.com website and click on endorsements, and you'll see that. But the major cities have lined up behind you, their associations: Carmel, Gonzales, King City, Marina, Monterey, Salinas, Seaside, and Soledad have come out in your favor, and I certainly think that's a big positive. Obviously, you're going to have to be making decisions that are going to affect the police department when you're in court, and you know they're not always happy with what the judges do, and I'm just going to regress to my experience as a prosecutor and also having worked for a judge in Washington, D.C., they don't always like it if a judge throws out a case, throws out evidence. But from my experience, if the judge makes decisions based on good reasoning, has a legitimate rationale for whatever the judge does, then the police totally get it and they accept it. It's the judges who are wild cards, who aren't responsible and aren't consistent, that cause problems for the police. Has that been your experience as well, Todd?
Yes, it is. I think that predictability, consistency are important traits to have. But I also think that a frank discussion with members of the law enforcement community is important to have as well. Over the years, I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to train upcoming police cadets at the California Department of Parks and Recreation. I've been teaching there for about 8 years. I taught at Monterey Peninsula College at their law enforcement academy for many years. I've had the ability to talk to law enforcement cadets and officers about their responsibilities under the law, about the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. And I've had many conversations with officers where I just told them one-to-one, you know, I think mistakes were made here and we're not going to pursue this case. And they've all respected that decision as long as it was explained to them in reasonable terms.
And let me throw out again, what's better for the police is you make that decision early on rather than bring a case into court. There's questionable evidence. There may be a motion to suppress. The officer is hung out to dry in front of the judge. And that's really what makes the police look bad. Not a case where the prosecutor says, hey, you know what? I don't think that search warrant was necessarily valid for. And, you know, I know we're getting a little arcane here, Todd, maybe stuff that if you don't watch Law and Order, you might not necessarily know. But police get a warrant from a judge, and maybe the warrant is limited in scope. Police go beyond the limit of that warrant. They get some incriminating evidence and they bring it to you. They're much happier if you say, hey, you know what, this is not going to fly, than bringing the case and putting the officer on the stand and having the judge throw it out. That makes the officer look bad.
Well, exactly. But I don't want your listeners to think that I'm overly concerned of whether the officers look bad. What I'm concerned with as a prosecutor and hope to be concerned with as a judge is the integrity of the system itself. And your example about search warrants is well taken. Over the past year, I've had four opportunities to teach at the California District Attorneys Association. That's a statewide organization that runs conferences and educational meetings for prosecutors from around the state. And I've taught particularly on the subject of search warrant. And actually, I just taught last week in Sacramento on this very topic. And the goal that I always try to get across there is that it's not really about the individual person involved. It's about the system as a whole and the understanding of the officers and prosecutors to really get to their ethical responsibility to make sure that the integrity of the system is maintained at all cost. Because it's not just what happens, but the appearance of what happens to the public. The public needs to know and to have confidence in their court system that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons every single day. That's the kind of experience I can bring to the bench.
ToddHornickForJudge.com is the website. Todd, just a couple more moments, but I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball. What case are you most proud of? Is there a case, and I don't want you to give out names or anything, but can you think back over your history as a prosecutor and say, you know, this is a case, and give us a little bit of a description of the way you handled it that you really feel good about?
Well, I'll tell you I think it's just a classic example of what we deal with at the DA's office on a day-in and day-out basis. When I was assigned to the juvenile division, I was assigned to the juvenile sexual assault unit, and we dealt with a number of cases involving just horrible things that happened to young people, and by definition, in the juvenile division, perpetrated by young people. There was one girl who was the victim of a pretty nasty sexual assault. It involved a number of individuals. It involved narcotics. It involved alcohol. It was just a horrible scene all around. But what I was able to do, working closely with the young victim and her family, I spent many opportunities going to the family's house, speaking with the mother and the stepfather. The young victim had been sent to a rehabilitation program out of state, and we had to coordinate her return for trial. And that was a difficult experience too, taking her out of her rehabilitative process to put her back into the memory of what happened some months previous. But I think we were able, by coordinating with the family and the victim, to avoid the nastiness that would be even a private trial in juvenile division, and get a fair resolution that sought restitution for the family, for the rehabilitation efforts of the daughter, and to move forward in that way, get rehabilitation for the juvenile offender who was also involved in narcotics. But let me tell you the sad twist about that. Many years later, as a narcotic prosecutor in Monterey, I saw the victim's name on a calendar, and it became apparent to me that the rehabilitation had not taken. And when I looked out into the audience, I saw the mom and the stepfather, who I'd spent many nights with at their home, talking about their daughter's situation and her rehabilitation efforts. And to see the devastating impact of the family after all the efforts I know that they had gone through to help their daughter out of the hole of narcotic addiction and alcohol abuse and the horrendous acts that had been perpetrated upon her was just a heart-wrenching experience. But I bring that story up particularly because that's the sort of experience we need as a community to bring forward to the bench. We need someone who has the broad experience in this field for this spot, which will be a criminal spot, to really understand what victims and families and people who are involved in crime go through. And I'm that candidate.
That's Todd Hornick for Judge Todd. We're run out of time. I did not get a chance to ask you about your family. I'm sorry about that because I think it's an important part of your history. It's all on that website, ToddHornickForJudge.com. I urge you to go to that website. And the election is coming up. Please educate yourself about the candidates. I think if you do that, you'll see that Todd is eminently qualified to be a judge in Monterey County. Todd, I wish you the very best of luck in this race.
Thanks very much for having me, Hal. Thanks again.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back with much more on the KRXA Morning Show.